Happy New Year, Smart Boy Tees. It is January 1st, 2023. We made it. We have a new episode, how to buy a home step by step. Watched the video, took notes, and we're going to discuss how to buy a home step by step. So, Naive, you said you wanted to go first. What did you learn?
Steady income and it's monthly debt. You can use your credit and make sure there's better rates on the house. And don't let your monthly debt go over 36%. Because if you do, then it'll be a problem. That's gonna cause you to be in debt. Then you have to look at affordability to see if you can actually afford the house and make sure everything is actually in order. Also, write down the stuff that you and the person you might be living with y'all both want. And also, humans like stories. So if they listen to a good story about the house, maybe they'll want to buy it.
Sell it to you, not buy it. If you're interested in buying a house from somebody, and if you really want the house, he said to make an offer, and then you can also write a letter. Are you going in order?
Then you have to make sure everything is in order. Have the seller show you everything in the house. Make sure there's nothing broke or...
Who take care of that? Who take care of that? When you have what done?
I don't know.
There's two things you gotta have done. It was step. What step was it?
Inspection and appraisal.
Yes, okay.
And then we wanna close disclosure and review numbers, settlements, and statements.
I think you need better notes. In a clear step-by-step, I think your steps are like all over the place. But anyway, Thea, what did you learn? Make sure you talk up so we can hear you. Did you write the steps, the different steps, or did you just write random stuff as you listen to it?
The first step is ready to buy a house. You need steady income and employment and monthly debt. Debt is divided by growth income. You need credit. And step two is how much house can you afford? And you need a spreadsheet that could prevent you from making mistakes. And it has net income. And it has net income no more than 30%. And the next step is the third step is a down payment. And it's 100% cash and 0 loan and 3 to 20% down. And the PMI is less than 20%. You have to prevent it. And the closing cost and the appraisal, and that's 30%. And the fourth step, you have to manage your pre-approval and look at your income and your budget and your under cost rate. And the next step is you have to work with a realtor that's presenting you. And the next step, you have to start searching for criteria and your wants and needs and your priorities, which you need the most and which you can't live without. And next, you have to negotiate and make an offer and submit writing and love stories to the owner. And your next step is your contract and the inspection and appraisal, which values the home, is the value of home and ammo and a credit from issues of the house. The next step is your walkthrough of everything in order. The seller shows you everything. And the last is you close your home and review the numbers and settle statement.
Nice. Great notes, Sadia. Let me test you on something. Let's ask you a question. Let's see. What should be the percentage of your income? What number should it not go over if you're trying to determine what you can afford? What percentage of your income? And what should it not go over when you're trying to determine how much house you can afford?
No more than 30%.
No more than 30%. Your debt, right? Your net. Your income. Your house. That includes, he said, the house, the taxes, should not be more than 30%. And that's how to determine what you can afford. So great job. That's the end of the steps on how to buy a home. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And we'll talk to you next time. Again, Happy New Year.